But I don't believe that anyone is born wanting to live a life of constant failure. I just don't believe that. I know we always talk about that there are many lessons to be learned by failing. But I just don't believe that anyone looks to trying to figure out what's the best way to fail. If we had the choice, all of us here would choose success. Pick prosperity. We would acquire as many accomplishments and achievements as we could. But the truth is, for many of us, there are times where we see defeat more than victory, where we are dealing with loss more than profit, and have to encounter misfortune more than reward. But can I tell you what's disheartening? What's disheartening is knowing that we are actually made to succeed. Look at somebody telling you were made to succeed. God put in us, each of us, a success button that many times we don't even know is there due to our lack of faith. That's what has taken place in the text. A man brings his sons to the disciples and asks them to heal his son because he has seizures. And the disciples are unable to do what the man is asking. He is frustrated. He is disappointed. And finally, he is able to get his son to Jesus. And he tells Jesus what he needs him to do. I need you to heal my son, because them guys over there that follow you, they couldn't do what it is that I needed them to do. And they are sitting there, and Jesus does what the man asks. It says, at that moment, which means immediately, the boy was healed. The disciples are dealing with the fact that they failed. They were unable to accomplish what Jesus had given them the authority to do. I can imagine the disciples were sitting there dumbfounded. They were trying to figure out, why couldn't we drive it out? What they really were asking God was, why did we fail? Why did we come up short again? Why didn't we accomplish the very thing that we were sent by you to do? And Jesus, y'all know how Jesus was. Jesus shoots from the hip. He don't hold nothing back. And he tells them, he says, because you have so little faith. In other words, our success isn't predicated on much more than how much faith you carry with you. The common denominator between whether we succeed or fail is connected to our faith. So much so that when Jesus says this to the disciples, he is also speaking to us. He says, if you have size of faith that is mustard seed size, nothing, absolutely nothing will be impossible for you. All he was really saying is that you got to push your success button. Look at somebody telling, I got a button I need to be pushing. We have the potential to do the impossible, which is really the true definition of success for a Christian. Success is accomplishing the impossible things that God has set out for us to do. It cannot be measured by a man's ruler, but only by God's hand. And I dare say it's hard to quit things that are possible. Y'all heard me. It's hard to quit things that you can control. It's hard to quit things that you already know are within your reach. It's hard to quit things that make sense. Much of what the enemy tempts us with is the stuff that we have easy access to. It's the ordinary stuff, the average and the mediocre stuff. That's the stuff he presents to us and makes it seem like it's bigger than what it really is. And the trick of temptation, listen to this, y'all, is that it will always have you living beneath what God actually has for you. That's how you know you've fallen into temptation. Whenever you find yourself living beneath what God wants for you, you've been tempted. Temptation is the one thing that lowers your expectations and your standards and your morals. It's the first thing that the enemy uses to catch your eye. Oh, now y'all act like I ain't talking to nobody here. I said it. You see it, and then you want it. Okay. But can I tell you this? It's easy to quit on what's impossible. The things that will require work and effort, it's easy to quit that stuff. Things that will stretch you, it's easy to quit that. Things that take you out of your comfort zone and make you have to grow, oh, yeah. It's easy to quit those things. But the thing that is easy to quit is the exact thing that comes with the greatest reward and is attached to your greatest blessing. If the project, if the plan, or the purpose that you want to lead then is now on your cutting blocks, you may want to question your effort level more than anything, because anything worth having is worth fighting for. And anything that will require a fight will also require your faith. All right, let me get a little deeper here. Let me go. My grandmother, I consider her to have been fully aware of the success button. Marie D. A. Adams. Not because of where she lived, because for as long as I knew her, the biggest living accommodation she had was an apartment. Not because of her education, because she only had a sixth grade education level. Not because of her job, because she worked as a domestic most of her life. Not because of her bank account, because if I'm honest, most of the money I saw my grandmother keep was in her bosom. Davy, y'all ain't listening to me. But the reason I know she had access to the success button that God gave her was because my grandmother overcame impossible odds. Her mother passed away the same night that her mother gave birth to her. She never even met her father. She was brought up by her aunt and uncle in South Carolina. She got married at 14. She got divorced at 30, having to raise two children, one which would die in his early age. And she worked long hours, making about 20 hours a week, but regardless of her obstacles and challenges, literally from the day that she was born, she still managed to raise a daughter to my right who would need a man she would be married to for over 50 plus years, a daughter who would go on to acquire two master's degrees and a doctorate, a daughter who would end up owning three houses, a daughter who had raised two sons who were both in ministry. My grandmother was a success, not because of what she had when she died, but what she built in faith while she lived. That even though she didn't get it, divorce, married 50 plus, apartment, three houses, sixth grade education, two masters and a doctorate, that's because she knew how to push. Good God Almighty. Look at somebody telling them, I got to push this success button, not just for me, but for my children, so that they can be greater than what I am and have greater than what I've ever even seen in my life. I got to push this button. Good God Almighty. So when I was introduced to this book, y'all get it if you can. It's called The 10 Times Rule. Pastor gave it to me. It's by Grant Cardin, and I realize it is really just an extension of Matthew 17:20. The premise of the book is that any success is really determined by the 10 times rule. Your success or your failure, it is 10 times. It is being able to dream 10 times bigger. It is being able to work 10 times harder. It is being able to reach 10 times further. In other words, don't just do it at a one-time level. Do it 10 times better. In other words, do it to the level that seems impossible to you. Don't that sound like Matthew 17:20? Nothing shall be impossible to you. I believe that there's some rules and things that can help us to push the success button. It can help us to maintain and understand the level that God has for us. The first thing is that success isn't just what you achieve. It's what you hold on to. Look at somebody telling you got to maintain the success button. You got to maintain it. Made my grandmother's success wasn't a particular accomplishment, but it was her ability to stay steady and maintain her faith that allowed success to follow her even after she passed away. Too many times we make success about an event or an occurrence or an episode. The success isn't just about what you have accomplished, but it's about what you've been able to maintain and keep going. Don't tell me you are successful at cutting your grass because you cut it one time. Because sooner or later, after a while, if you don't cut it no more, guess what? You haven't maintained your success. Good God Almighty. In the book, The 10-Time Rule says when people start limiting the amount of the success they desire, they will limit what will be required of them in order to achieve success and will fail miserably at doing what it takes to keep it. Success isn't about attaining one goal, one time, but rather about what we can persist in creating. It's not measured by a one-time gain, but it's the ability to hold on to and multiply each gain over a period of time. In other words, are you still maintaining it? Jesus deals with the disciples on the same principle. He is disappointed with his disciples in the 17th chapter of Matthew because he had already told them in Matthew 10:8 to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. That's what he told them in chapter 10 of Matthew. And now in chapter 17, they can't even heal a little boy that got seizures. Jesus did not tell them they would heal one time, raise the dead one time, cleanse those with leprosy one time, or drive out demons one time. He said, freely you have received, so freely give. That means you got more than enough to maintain the success that I need to see in your life. Jesus reminds us that we are not one-hit wonders who only have one great success in us. Because of the faith God has freely given us, it is that same understanding of how we are supposed to maintain a faith walk that does not accomplish not only great things, but maintains great things. That's why faith is the key to our success, because as long as we have faith, we won't only achieve, but it's our faith that helps us to maintain what we already have. You are the only as great as the success you are maintaining in this present moment. Let me say that again. You are only as great as the success that you are maintaining in this present moment. Not what you did last year, not who you blessed 3 weeks ago, not the reward that you were presented with 10 years ago. The only question that matters to God is the same question that Janet Jackson asked in 1986. What have you done for me lately? So don't just get excited over what you've already done, but set your mark on what's next. That's what Paul meant when he said in Philippians 3:13, the one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining to what's ahead. In other words, I got to maintain what's coming on. I got to maintain the blessings that God has given me. I got to maintain my marriage. I got to maintain my financial breakthroughs. I got to maintain the healing that God has given in my body. Look at somebody, tell them, your success is about what you maintain. Treat success like a breath of air. Although your last breath was important, it's not nearly important as your next one. If you don't take your next breath, you won't survive. And if you don't try to succeed again, your dreams won't survive. Your visions won't survive. Your goals, your hope won't survive. Look at somebody telling you, you got to maintain the success. Push your success button. The second thing you got to understand is that there is more than enough to go around. There is more than enough. One of the greatest challenges to success is a myth that there is a shortage of success, or that success is scarce. There's this lie that the enemy feeds us to make us believe that there is only a limited amount of success that is available to us, but that just isn't true. Success is not acquired. Success is created. So you can't stop what you can create. There's no shortage on what you can create if God has already given it to you. And God allows us to participate in its creation, a success with him. So something that we can create cannot be deficient. Look at somebody telling, I got more than enough. Matter of fact, when we dig deep into the text, that is exactly what Jesus told the disciples. They asked him why they couldn't do what Jesus was able to do. See, I believe that their thoughts probably had them believing that Jesus must have had something that was limited to only Jesus. Jesus holding back on us. Can't you hear the disciples in the background? Oh, yeah, Jesus could do it because of who his daddy was, where he grew up. Jesus could do it because he had more experience than us. That's why Jesus did it. Now Jesus could do it because he had this connection. He had a network that we didn't know about. They believed the reason that Jesus could succeed and heal the boy was because he had something they didn't. Jesus sensed all their reasons for being unsuccessful, and Jesus squashed all of it. He told them that their reason for failing had nothing to do with a shortage of healings, but it was a shortage of faith. Success was in their grasp. It was right there. If they just had enough faith to believe, they could have healed and done the same thing that Jesus did. Jesus told them that with faith, nothing is impossible. In other words, the issue isn't that success isn't available to us whenever we want it. The real issue is whether the level of our success can meet us at the level of our faith. How much faith you got will determine how much you succeed. And that's the problem for many of us, is that we find ourselves not believing because of our inability to realize that there is more than enough success to go around. Too many of us right now are looking at what others have. That's the problem with social media. If we don't have what they have, we assume we can't do what they're doing. Galatians 6:4 warns us of this kind of mindset. Thou renounest, each one should test their own actions, and then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to somebody else. Part of the reason some of us have yet to succeed in a particular area is because our eyes are fixed on the wrong things. We keep telling ourselves what we can't do because of what we see others have. They have, they have, they have, they have. They have more resources, and they have more supplies, and they have more capital, and they have more power, and they have more networks. They have, they have, they have. But it ain't about what they have. It's about what you already got. And what you got is faith. And faith will unlock any door that appears to be closed, because faith is the key to give you access to anything that seems impossible. Tell somebody, it's more than enough to go around. It ain't just about whether you can be successful, but I can be successful. It ain't about just whether you can win, but I can win. All of us can win, because there's more than enough. Everything you need to succeed is in your reach. Every dream within your footstep. Every purpose God has for you is right there within your path. Stop trying to look around blaming somebody else for why you ain't got what you got. If you would just take what you got, believe in it with God, it'll give you things that you've never seen before. You just got to believe it for yourself. Last thing is this: if you lose, we lose. That's why success is so important, because if you lose, we all lose. In the book, The 10 Times Rule, Carlin shares something very important that I believe we need to recognize. He says, success for anyone or any group is ultimately a positive contribution to all people and all groups, as it provides validation of the possibility to all. Okay, y'all ain't get it because it was in the book. In other words, seeing success happen for someone around us then inspires us and reduces our belief that our ability to accomplish something is impossible. In other words, if they can do it, I can do it. That's why success is so critical. If we quit caring, then we quit winning. And if we quit winning long enough, we just plain quit. No one is blessed by our losses. Nobody benefits from our failures. Although we look to learn from failure, it doesn't mean we should ever get comfortable with failing. Success is the button that God gave us. Push The button. Success is where testimonies are thirst and victories are witnessed. Success has a role to play. It provides confidence and security and a sense of comfort. Success gives us the ability to contribute at a greater level. When you win, we win. When you achieve, we achieve. When you triumph, we triumph. Because your success is just what we need to see that we can do the impossible. So quitting can't be an option, and giving in can't be a choice, and refusing to finish what you started is not an alternative, because this is so much bigger than you. Somebody is watching you. Somebody is depending on your testimony and needs the proof that only you can provide, by overcoming every obstacle and conquering every challenge and sustaining every storm. Success is God's way of using us to show the world that not only are things possible for us, things are possible for you too. If you were just dare to believe the same thing God's doing to me, God can do for you. If you were just dare to believe the same miracle I just experienced, you can experience it. If you were just dare to believe the same blessing that God just showered on me, God will shower on you. I need you to win. And you need me to win. Because success is contagious. Matter of fact, tell your neighbor, I'm rooting for you. Tell him. I'm rooting. Let them know that your success is inspiring me. Your success is pushing me. Your success is encouraging me. Your success is uplifting me. Your success is helping me to believe in myself and trust in my visions and work in my own possibilities. Your success is what I need to see. Tell somebody beside you, please don't quit. I'm watching you. Because if I can't see you do it, I don't think I can do it. If I don't see you do it, I don't think I'll ever accomplish what it is I want to do. If I don't see you start the business, I ain't ever going to start my business. If I don't see you go back to school, I ain't ever going to go back to school. If I don't see you put in for a promotion that I know you ain't qualified for, I ain't going to put in a promotion that I know I ain't qualified for. I need you to win. There should be nobody in your circle hating on you. Because if you win, we win. Look at somebody telling them, I just want you to win. That's all. That's it. I just want you to win. I just want you to win. I just want you to get the victory. I just want you to be able to defeat whatever than holding you back. I just want to see God's hand in your life, because if God's hand is in your life and if I'm right rooting for you, guess what? God's hand got to touch me, because the same hand that's rooting for you and holding you and keeping you and covering you is going to do the same thing for me. I need you to win. Stop getting caught up in what you did last week. You need to be winning right now. What's the next thing that you're looking forward to? What's the next move you believe in God has for you? What's the next miracle that you're praying for? Don't you ever get so comfortable to think that where you are is the end. If it's the end, you ought to be right there and ought to be doing your message of comfort. If you are still here, God has more for you. Stand all over the church. Tell somebody, I got a success button. That's that.